Huh?
Yes, I'm getting that for you now, Nate.
Thank you for holding. Is this Nate?
Yeah.
Hey, Nate. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Hi. Good. How are you doing?
So far, so good. My representative, Tara, asked me to just jump on the line to apply this discounted pricing structure for you. Did she do a good job kind of explaining why we were reaching out?
Yeah, she called. Yeah, she did a good job.
Okay. That's what I like to hear. All right. Let me pull up the pricing for your service area. She said that you want to keep it, you know, pretty, like, local. Oh, 50-mile radius? That's actually not super local. Okay. 50 miles.
I mean, I'd go even more if you think it's beneficial.
Well, to be honest, the local listings usually only cover 40-mile radius if you want to keep the pricing down, you know? If you wanted to go, if you want to go further, we can get you there by incorporating some Google Ads, but it'll make it more expensive.
All right. All right. Do 40 then.
Yeah, I'm like, if money's no object, though, I can have you showing up throughout the whole state if you want, surrounding areas, you know? They have companies that do that. Like, the Home Advisor that you're on right now actually has a campaign with Google that's $8 million per month to show up throughout the United States. They're a Colorado-based company, but they show up even where you are. And they just resell the leads. So for your own listing, though, for this Google Places placement, with the discounted pricing structure that she requested, you'd be looking at $299 to cover that 40-mile radius. That'll cover you for up to 15 keyword terms or phrases.
Yeah, I know. I got offered like $296, I think, earlier today. I said I already have signed up with them, and I don't have it right now, and I know that this only comes up so often. But.
Yeah, the Google partners, we all have pretty similar pricing structures. Like, even with the discounts, that's, like, about as close as I could get for us to do, like, a wholesale pricing structure on it. We'd really be investing in this turning into a long-term deal with you. You know, like, we're anticipating you come back month after month. That's why we're able to reduce that pricing structure, but... you know, Home Advisor by Angie's that you signed up with, you know, they are a reseller of Google advertising. So they, like I said, they do something kind of like this for your area if you look up any of your services. But they're underneath the local guys where we're talking about listing you now. So they're kind of further down the page. And they'll have like 10 to 15 of you in one area that'll be getting the leads. So they like send the leads out to multiple guys. I know they charge you the lead fee even if you don't get the job because it's like pay per lead, not pay per job. And so they kind of get guys on board with it, you know, thinking, hey, it's going to, you know, really be great and get all these leads and, you know, but you probably will buy like two or three leads for each conversion, which isn't bad, but you can definitely lower your cost per acquisition by marketing yourself independently and letting people call you right off the first page. When there's a listing available, you know, obviously, if I was in your position and we didn't have this Google listing available yet, and then you signed up for that, then that would make sense to do, you know, just to kind of get your name out there and make sure you exist online. I know you already have the website built and everything, but as far as like a long-term solution or like a final solution, I should say, it's Google advertising's been the most profitable way to market for the last 15 years. I mean, you're right at the fingertips of your customers at the moment that they're looking for what you do. And they could just call you directly, no lead fees, no nonsense, you know, just live calls from them in real time.
Okay.
I mean, is there anything?
Do 250 for the first, 200 for the first 2 months? And then, you know, I'll do 3 months with you guys or something?
I have a 3-month prepay that you could do for $700, and that breaks down to about $230 a month. You want to do that?
Are you guys on West Coast time?
Yeah, we're on California time. We're right next to the Google headquarters in Southern California, the Irvine Building 1,
all right.
Our partner company.
Can I think about this, and you call me back at 6 your time? 6 my time, which is 3 your time?
Well, to be honest, we're just a partner. So when the spots open up, Nate, they give a list to the reps and the other Google partner companies, and they just kind of call out until the spot fills. Let me ask you this. I mean, I'd rather fill it with you and take it off the board than to have it go to another Google partner company or another competing business in your area anyway. If I can get the pricing structure down to just $199 on a month-to-month basis, basically I'll say, like, I know you personally. Is that something you consider giving a shot on a month-to-month basis?
Yeah, I would.
Okay. I'll put you on like what's called a friends and family plan and just tell them that I know you personally, and that's how I would get that pricing structure approved. So my name's Jonathan Hill. They're going to ask you that as like a security question, when you, on your account, but I'm going to create your, Google business profile. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed for CG Heat Pumps LLC. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah.
Okay, so 207-660-5477 is the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yes.
Okay, and then Google's going to send you a PIN verification letter in the mail, Nate. You only have to do this one time. That's how you get that little red dot on the map kind of indicating where you are. What's the street address that I could send that to?
I should already have that, though.
Let me see. Did you implement the little five-digit number into the back of your GBP or your Google business page? Sorry.
To tell you the truth, my guy that did the website did it all.
Okay. So I do have an address where one was requested, but it doesn't say that verification was completed. It's at 208 Marwick Road?
Yeah.
In Farmington, 04938?
Yeah.
But... yeah, it doesn't say that the PIN verification process was ever completed.
Okay, I don't even know what that is, so I guess I'll have to...
yeah, so they'll send a postcard, and then they're going to resend it to you because you're doing Google advertisement now anyway. So it's kind of an advanced verification, and there's also another form.
Yeah, I probably... My wife gets the mail, she probably just threw it away.
It's okay. We always send it out, and then if something like that happens, then we could always three-way call Google and verify it over the phone.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I'm actually going to send you your form for Google verification right now, so that way you have that. Let me just make sure you get this message. Hold on. Okay. So you're going to get a text message that'll come through. I also... oh, it didn't go through to the email because I didn't put your email down yet. But you're going to get a text message that will come through here in just a second. And then I'm also going to send you my direct number and extension too, since I'm putting you on a friends and family rate.
Okay.
What's your last name, Nate?
It's B-O-L.
Mm-hmm.
B as in boy, O-L, D as in Delta, U, C as in Charlie. So B-O-L, B-U-C.
D-U-C. Baldick?
Yeah.
And then Nate, short for Nathan, obviously, right?
Yeah.
Okay. T-H-A-N?
Yeah.
Okay. That actually works out. One of my best friend's name's Nathan. We call him Nate, too. And then what's your business email? I have to send you everything in writing.
Nate, mm-hmm. So, you know, N-A-T-E, at mm-hmm. cgheatpumps.com.
Okay. We're going to send you an invoice receipt and then outline of the service agreement in writing. So it'll have all the products and features outlined for you, the discounted pricing structure, the set billing date, and then the cancellation. The cancellation policy is pretty simple. There's no, like, cancellation fees or penalties. You can cancel at any time. All that we ask is you contact us before the next billing is due so we could stop your billing cycle if you want to discontinue. And then you'll keep your Google verification. You'll keep your Google business profile and everything built to that point. We'll just stop doing the optimization so they won't see you on the first page anymore.
Okay.
All right. And then I don't think you're going to cancel, but just I want to have full disclosure with you. And then how would you like the hours of operation for your business listed?
Yeah, see, I did all this.
Again, even if there is like an existing Google business profile, Nate, we want to get, you know, today's up-to-date information, so that way if there's anything that does need to be changed, that we can address it and make sure that we have the most accurate and up-to-date information on your Google Business profile.
Yeah, 8 to 5.
Okay. And is that Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I do. Yeah, whatever.
You want to go Monday through Saturday?
Just
Sunday
Monday. Close? Yeah, sure.
Okay. You can change.
Just do Monday. Okay.
Yeah. Well, Monday through Saturday, and then Sunday closed or by appointment only. That way they could still call you, but it's up to you if you want to work. And then I sent you my direct number and extension already, and then we have 24/7 customer service. So anytime you want to make a change to your hours or anything like that, you just call in. It's really easy. And then can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to submit. All right. So I got the business profile created. We're going to want to do a client interview with you. I have some appointments available today and tomorrow, depending on what's best for your schedule. I could do a 6 and 7 this afternoon for a client interview if you like.
6 and 7?
Between 6 and 7. It usually takes about 30 to 40 minutes, but we ask for an hour window in case you have extra questions or the call goes over. Okay. This is where they're going to go over, like, which keywords you want to be listed for, the service area, and then we're going to purchase a domain name for your site, and then we want to get your input on how you want the site to look.
I already have the domain.
Oh, perfect. Well, then we'll get access to the domain. And then we want to get your input on how you want it to look. We'll draw up an initial.
Do you need access to my domain?
Well, if your site's already built and you don't want any modifications done to it, then all I got to do is hyperlink the domain. So I'll just attach it to the Google Business profile. But we do provide hosting in the package at no additional charge to you. So if you did want to make modifications to your site, that's the case. If Google tells us, like, hey, you're optimizing him for heat pump installation, but it doesn't say that anywhere on his site. I know it does, but it's just an example I'm using. Instead of having to, like, relay that information to you and then have you go to your website guy to make the adjustments, we could, you know, if you want, you can give us access to it in-house here, and we could make those changes for you, too. So it's just supposed to make your life easier, not harder, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I know. I don't want it, though. I am using a local guy for all my website stuff.
Fair enough. You're okay with me attaching the site to the Google Business profile as it already was before, right?
A hyperlink, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's just that they click on that little globe icon there. It says website, and it'll okay, perfect. So update. All right. And then I'm sending you a calendar invitation to this client interview between 6 and 7. We'll text you at 5 o'clock just as a reminder of the appointment. If anything pops up or changes in your schedule, just let us know at that time, and then we could always reschedule for tomorrow, but I want to try to get that done as soon as possible. The quicker we conduct the client interview and get you filling out that verification form that I sent to you, the faster we could start showing you some return on investment.
Okay.
All right. And then in terms of securing your
form that you sent me in the mail or that link?
Both. So you're getting a Google verification form in the mail. That's a PIN verification letter. And then there's a Google verification form. So if you go to your text messages, you see where it says, that link right there, if you click it, there's just a little form you fill out, and then it's really easy. You can hit, like, upload photo if you already have pictures of them on the phone, or you can snap a picture of the paperwork and then send it in.
Okay.
All right. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $199 for the friends and family rate, how did you want to do that?
With a card.
Okay, now is this going to be under your name or the business name or both?
It's both.
Okay, so let me make sure I add CG. Okay. Yeah, and we'll send the receipts over to you, or the invoice, so that way you can write it off. Okay, and then the billing address is the same as the street address that's being PIN verified?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, I'm ready for you.
4264.
4264.
1426.
1426.
0243.
0243.
And 1093.
1093. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
129.
1 of 29. And then there should be a 3-digit code on the back.
618.
618. Okay. And then I'm going to send you a payment confirmation, outline of the agreement in writing. And I'm also going to walk you through a 60-second voice verification, and I'll let you get back to work until the client interview between 6 and 7, okay?
Okay.
All right. Trying to go fast. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Yes, CG Heat Pumps, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Yeah, owner, Nathan Bolduc.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes.
Okay, so it says, to get results as fast as possible, Nate, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
We know what you're currently using, and that's fine. You don't have to cancel anything. We just don't want you to duplicate anything or pay for something that you already have. So if you're not sure, just double check, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't want two Google business profiles floating around. That could cause a discrepancy. It says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month. It says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is January 30th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $199 as part of a friends and family plan, overridden by Senior Representative Jonathan Hill. It says, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set up to renew each month on the 30th day, but it'll remain in the discounted pricing structure of $199 for as long as you're with us. If there's not 30 days in that month, for example, next month, it'll roll over to the first, and then it'll be reoccurring on the first day of each month. Okay? And then
okay.
It says,
you
may
get it free next month.
No, not that. It'll roll over, though. It'll roll over to the first.
Yeah.
At least it's on the first of the month. But it says you may discontinue or cancel at any time. As I mentioned earlier, there's no cancellation fees or penalties, anything like that. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, let us know before the next billing's due so we can stop your billing cycle, and that's it. And it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Well, I want to officially welcome you aboard. Thank you for signing up. I'll let you get back to your workday there. My phone number is in there. We also have 24/7 customer service. That number is going to be attached to every text and email you get moving forward. So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, don't hesitate to call in, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Nate. I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, bye.
Bye.